The Supreme Court today upheld rules on how much local phone companies can charge competitors who want to lease equipment. The ruling is a victory for firms that want to offer consumers a choice of local phone services. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the ruling will not rescue those companies from other perils ahead.
The vast majority of American consumers and businesses still pay their monthly phone bill to a descendant of the Ma Bell monopoly. A plucky band of competitors has been trying to change that, but these Bell rivals still have to lease equipment from the Bell companies. Those competitors say it's pretty awkward renting from a much bigger competitor. John Windhausen of the Association for Local Telecommunication Services says the Bells have tried to make it even more difficult.
We've had a very difficult time making money based on the rates as they are, and the Bell companies wanted to raise those rates that they charge to us.
The Bell companies said they need to charge more to pay for the constant investments they've made in the nation's phone network. Competitors said they should not be forced to pay for old, sometimes wasteful investments that Bell companies had already paid for long ago. Today, the Supreme Court sided with the competitors, saying they're entitled to pay lower fees mandated by federal regulators. John Windhausen says this is fair because competitive phone companies should not be forced to pad the Bell companies' profits.
The Bell companies have probably earned a very high return on that investment and have recovered all of that money even before competitors started to purchase components of their network as well.
The Bell companies say they're disappointed but undaunted.
Just because something is legal does not mean that it's good policy or that it's consistent with the Constitution.
John France is with Verizon, which led the challenge to the lower prices. He says lower rates will just create a disincentive for companies that otherwise would invest in building their own telephone facilities.
Real competition is not going to come from people piggybacking on our facilities, and especially when they're doing so at rates that are, you know, so far below cost that it's a discouragement to other people who are trying to invest in their own facilities.
While the High Court decision upholds the principle behind the lower rates, the Bell companies say they may go to court to challenge the rates themselves, state by state. That creates more uncertainty for the companies offering competitive services at a time when their business is caught in an economic tornado that has smashed many telecommunications firms. Pat Brogan is an analyst with the Precursor Group.
Legally, it's a huge victory, but practically, I don't think the decision does much, if anything, to change pricing in the industry or alter the competitive balance of power.
The industry faces other key regulatory decisions and more litigation. The Bell companies are in much better financial shape than other telecom firms and are probably in a much better position to survive more litigation than the challengers are. Viewed in this context, the biggest beneficiaries of the effort to deregulate the telecommunications industry may be, surprise, the lawyers. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.